that teacher was left for dead, you know, the colonies.
Yeah, he was, beaten twice, actually, by communist soldiers. It's very inspiring as well. The first time they didn't think he would survive, and then he did, and then word got out that the soldiers hadn't performed their duty properly, and they went back with metal pipes to beat him, and they did. I mean, he was over 100 at that point. And just totally pounded him to bits. And he was so badly beaten, but he was, and they left him for dead again. They came, the monks, of course the soldiers had just cleared out the monks there, pushed them away. Then they came back in, found him, thought he was dead, and then realized he was alive. Started to nurse him, clean him up, and he was just so badly beaten, and he was just keeping alive. And his monks sort of gathered, bowed to him, and sort of said, you know, if you want to leave your sankharas, to relinquish your life, please, you know, feel free to do so. Don't feel that you've got to keep alive in this terrible condition because of us. And he said, you know, the person's very weak. He said, but if they said that, it's not for you, it's for them. And so that the karma of killing an arahant is an immediate ticket to the hell realms, so that he kept his life force going, so that they wouldn't. And then it was after that that they and he got better. And then they came back and asked for forgiveness. It was out of compassion.